I'm absolutely delighted. He's someone I've always admired, both as a player and as a manager, and I think he fits the bill with what we're looking to achieve at Fleetwood.
You said when Stephen Presley left you wanted to do things quickly, make the decision and get it sorted. You've certainly not hung around making this decision.
Well, I think it's a combination of making the right decision and doing it relatively quickly, given the stage we're at in the pre-season. We've only got 5 working days, where we had 5 working days as of this morning for the manager to familiarise himself with the players and to be ready for the big kick-off on Saturday. So it's about making the right decision. We're confident we have made the right decision, but also doing it relatively quickly.
With all you've achieved here at this club, obviously you're a very ambitious man. How important is it that Uwe Rosler's ambition matches yours?
It's incredibly important. I think probably the most important relationship at the football club is the manager-chairman relationship. Uwe is someone who I immediately click with. He plays the game in a style that I admire. And to me, he ticks so many boxes for us to start our new chapter in what's been a very exciting book so far.
He has experience in this division. He's got a team out of this division before. How important could that prove to be?
Well, very much so. It was something that we took into account when we were discussing if he was the right man to lead us forward or not. He knows quite a lot of the squad. He's someone who I don't think he may not have been working, but he takes a very keen interest in football. He lives and breathes it, so he knows what our players are all about, and he certainly knows the level. So we're over the moon to get him on board.
I know you've spoken in advance of this, the amount of backing that a new manager or a new head coach would get. Is that now the plan? Will he be able to use this transfer window and bring some players in if necessary?
Yeah, there are funds available. We have a reasonable budget. We're not the biggest spenders in this league, but we're certainly not the lowest either. We've got wonderful facilities, as you can see firsthand here. We've got a training ground which is fit for the Premier League. We've got a very ambitious board and senior management team. And we think that the manager is somebody who will complement what we've got facilities and senior management-wise already at the football club.
How important is it that it's a long-term appointment? I know all the infrastructure you've got here and the work that's gone on the ground. How much do you have to look medium to long-term?
Well, it's always been incredibly important to me that we have longevity, that we have continuity. I hate the process of changing manager. It's not something that I like to do unless it's absolutely necessary, and I see no other way. I've always got to act in the best interest of the football club, and sometimes it is something that you do need. You do need that change in leadership, but it's only happened 4 times in my 12-year reign at Fleetwood, so I think that clearly shows that we are not a club that enjoys the process, and I'd like Uwe to be here for a long time and to be hugely successful.
And lastly, what is the sort of job description in the immediate term for a new head coach at Fleetwood?
The job description is, first and foremost, we need to win football games. That is incredibly important. 11 out of the last 12 seasons I've been here, we've always been at the top end of leagues. We've won 6 promotions in 10 years, and League One is incredibly difficult now. We have the smallest population in the Football League. We're peninsula, so we cannot get supporters from the east, north or west. So there's not going to be huge funds fans-wise. We have to be clever. We have to trade players, hopefully, and develop players, which is why we've made such an investment in this facility. So I'd like Uwe to make our current squad better